Now, keep in mind the insanity that I have shared with you from NBC News and MSNBC is only over the last 24 or 48 hours. This isn't even the whole week. I mean, they're just getting warmed up with crazy. You know, anybody that believes that they're sending secret messages or that there's numerology involved with flying the flags at half-staff and then raising them on the 8th of August, there's something wrong with it. Anybody that would even suggest that, anybody that would even have that conversation should be banned from the network for life. I'm sorry, you're too stupid to be on our network. You're not allowed here. That's what would happen. If I were in charge, I'm sorry, sir, you're a nice guy. You're too dumb to be here. Get out. That'd be the end of it. But they'll continue. And the Princeton professor will be, finally we can get over being white, says the black professor that teaches young people. Okay. But, of course, that's not racist, because if you're black, you can't be racist, which makes no sense whatsoever except to people that say it. All right, so there's this movie called The Hunt. I talked about it before the break. This movie is called The Hunt. It's coming out in September, or at least it was planning to come out in September. I don't know what's going to happen now. But the premise of the movie is this, and you have to appreciate that. This is a Hollywood movie. $25 million budget Hollywood movie, standard movie called The Hunt. And the premise of the movie is you've got all of these elitist liberals that live in places like the Hamptons and the high rent districts of the Eastern Seaboard. And they're bored with life and they're angry about this and that. And in fact, here's one of the comments, one of the lines in the movie. Did anyone see what our rat effer in chief just did? Our rat effer in chief. I paraphrase, obviously. It's early in the movie. And the other responds in the scene, at least the hunt's coming up. Nothing better than going out to the manor and slaughtering a dozen deplorables. You heard me right. The movie is about liberal elitists using guns and bows and arrows and other implements of destruction to murder a dozen deplorables, i.e. Trump supporters, i.e. white people, i.e. middle America. The violent R-rated film produced by Jason Blum follows a dozen MAGA-type people who wake up in a clearing and realize they're being stalked by sport by elite liberals. They've been kidnapped and dropped somewhere. They don't know where. Now, ESPN pulled the ads for The Hunt, saying that in the wake of the shootings in Dayton and El Paso and Gilroy the weekend before, it was just too much. The Hunt stars Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank. So, an A-lister there from Hollywood. And apparently Hollywood's idea of entertainment is having liberals slaughter deplorables in any way they can conceive of. And you just let that sink in for a bit. You tell me what you think about the movie The Hunt, murdering deplorables. Maybe they'll have their red MAGA hats on, which, by the way, I also learned yesterday, the red MAGA hats is exactly the same thing as wearing a Ku Klux Klan hat. Can't make that one up either. That's being said. If you have a MAGA hat and you wear it, it's just like wearing a Klan hat. This is their argument to be elected in 2020. If you're white, if you support Donald Trump, if you're a Republican, you are a massive babbling racist. And if you wear that red hat, you might as well have a Ku Klux Klan outfit on walking down Main Street. It is repugnant, to say the least. All right, what else was I supposed to cover this hour? I want to make sure I get to everything and don't leave you hanging. Let's see. We got the New York Times, check. The movie The Hunt, check. The quote, Killing Deplorables, check. And, of course, sharing bites from MSNBC every time you hear them. I think collectively when I hear some of these people talk on MSNBC, it makes us collectively dumber. But you have to. If I didn't share this with you, you might not realize how low the conversation has actually gone in liberal circles. you wouldn't understand how far down they've gone, how desperate they are to win the White House and save the country from you. They will be able to save the country by turning it into a socialist empire. But, you know, maybe there is one other solution. Maybe aliens can save us. Maybe aliens can save. And by the way, Bernie Sanders, whose poll numbers are going back up again, Bernie Sanders says if he is elected president, he's going to tell us the truth about aliens. He was on the Joe Rogan Experience, I believe is the program. Here's Bernie Sanders telling us he'll let us know about aliens if he's elected president. Roll it.
Well, we just did an hour, sir, so I'm going to let you go because I know you got very important things to do. One last question. If you got into the office and you found out something about aliens, if you found out something about UFOs, would you let us know?
Well, I'll tell you. My wife would demand that I let you know.
Is your wife a UFO nut?
No, she's not a UFO nut. It's just, Bernie, what is going on? Do you have any access to the records?
You don't have any access?
I don't. Honestly, no? I don't know.
Okay. You let us know, though?
All right. I'll be on the show. We'll announce it on the show. How's
please.
That?
Please.
All right.
Please
you got
do.
It, Joe. All
thank
right.
you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Which is interesting because I'm pretty sure that Bernie Sanders is living proof that aliens and humans made it. I mean, you look at that. You study that. You Gruber, I think you got that. Interaction between aliens and humans. We have living proof. We call it Bernie Sanders. He's running for president as a socialist to save America from being successful. If anybody can save America from being successful, it might just be Bernie Sanders. All right, it's Thursday, the 8th of August. So glad to have you along for the ride. You can follow us at SteveGruber.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show. And, of course, on Instagram, like all the cool kids. All right, we've got sports with Brock in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan. They're working on projects across the state, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Apply now. You can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.